AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Israel retaliates. I'm Sherry Preston. Israel responding to Iran's first direct attack on the country by striking inside Iran. The Biden administration has been urging Israel to slow things down. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz is at the Capitol. She says Iran has said it would decide when and how to respond.
Officials had also said just days ago the strike would not happen until after Passover, which begins Monday for 8 days. But either that was a ruse in order to have tactical surprise, or they simply saw a window of opportunity last night. But there had been a flurry of diplomatic action from the U.S. and others, so Israel would not launch massive retaliatory attacks, which would likely have caused Iran to immediately respond. And so far, that seems to have worked.
The strike in the central Iranian city of Isfahan, which houses a military base and nuclear facility. G7 foreign leaders meeting in Italy say they had no involvement in any offensive operations. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Five people have either been fired or have quit in connection to the federal investigation into smuggling at the state prison in Waupun. The U.S. Justice Department started looking into the prison after Governor Evers asked for a probe. There's no word if anyone has been charged. Renewable energy doesn't just help the environment, it helps the American economy, too. By law, many new sustainable energy projects have to be built with U.S. labor and materials. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi.
There's money available to help retooling to manufacture, and then there's a stronger market for those components now because they are made in America.
Homeowners, businesses, local governments, and churches can get a 30% tax break on their green energy projects. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. You might want to avoid driving near the Alliant Energy Center if you can today. Tens of thousands of people will be at the annual Midwest Horse Fair. Organizers say it's America's top three-day horse fair. That means a lot of slow-moving horse trailers. Law enforcement expects heavy traffic on the Beltline in both directions today and tomorrow, especially near John Nolan Drive and Rimrock Road between 6 in the morning and noon. A Starbucks barista from Madison will be one of 150 union workers who will meet with the coffee giant next week. Senua O'Connor tells the Cap Times, simply making it to the bargaining table feels like a huge win in itself. The two sides have agreed to negotiate a foundational framework. The process aims to set the groundwork for the relationship between the union and the company by discussing proposals that affect workers at unionized stores. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Another Badger leaving Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, just hours after we told you that guard A.J. Storr was leaving Wisconsin to play for Kansas, another Badgers basketball player has entered the transfer portal. It's guard Chucky Hepburn. That's two starters in 2 days, leaving coach Greg Gard's program. Marquette introduced their new women's head basketball coach. Kara Consuegra is a former Marquette assistant.
You know, coaching is my dream. It's something I've always wanted to do. But ultimately, for me, it is a vehicle to help me help young people grow, learn, and prepare them for life.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers Sunday night, game one of their playoff series. No new updates on Giannis or Damian Lillard.
I hate to tell you this. I didn't even ask today. I didn't ask about Dame today. Troy comes in and tells me who's practicing. And I said, we can talk about that later. I need to get to the practice plan.
That's head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. Winds will gust out of the west as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and breezy, a low near 31. Sunshine, 50 for Saturday. Sunny and 60 on your Sunday. Slight chance of a rain shower on Monday, mid-60s.
Right now, 40 degrees. Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We've got Peter Barca. He's running for Congress against Brian Stahel and air the grievances. You can be a part Friday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Chair now recognizes Mr. Frost from Florida.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I get into it, it's interesting to hear my colleague just now talk about disavowing white supremacists when in 2022, she spoke at an event led by white supremacists and white nationalist Nick Fuentes, and when asked about it, doubled down on it and said, we're going to focus on people, not labels. So get out of here with that damn hypocrisy.
Representative Maxwell Frost, one of our teeny tiny stem cell legislators.
Youngest man in Congress.
Oh, I swear to God, we have the best, freshman class of kick-ass alpha liberals. Oh, my God, let's skip to 10. Representative Garcia, who Chris likes to point out is also
gay.
A homo. Mm-hmm. Yes. He's fantastic. 10.
And before we get to the border, I just want you to remind us, who was president in 2020 again?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Now, is it true that under Donald Trump, murder rates surged by 30% according to data collected by police departments across America to the highest rate since the 90s?
Yes, absolutely. Surge in the summer of 2020.
And this data was collected by our men and women in police, like the Long Beach Police Department, which I honorably represented and helped support back in my community.
Thank you, he went on to say.
When we know that President Biden was elected, have violent crime rates increased or fallen?
They've fallen year after year, yes.
In fact, they have fallen dramatically. Is that correct?
And we just have reporting early this fiscal year, or this 2024, that they're continuing to fall.
So crime is at incredibly high levels when Donald Trump is elected, and now overall violent crime has dramatically decreased now that President Biden is in office. Is that correct?
Over the last 4 years, crime has
fallen. Thank you. And that's actually data reported by our cops. So we want to believe our men and women and law enforcement, that's the data that they're providing us.
Thank you. We just have to keep, right? We talked to Carl first. We just got to keep putting the facts out there.
Yeah.
Crime is way down under Biden.
Yep.
Stock market's way up. Unemployment's way down. It's just these memes, they're just completely false that they're trying to run on. And how much can we say more about our love for Representative Jared Moskowitz? We cannot. By the way, I don't know why. I keep saying New York. He's from Florida. It's another reason we have to add a Florida sexy liberal show. He has got to come in his Smurf tie and his Putin mask. But he was fantastic this week. This is him talking about Comer.
And Chairman Comer has suffered tremendous loss. And we all know in our life what it's like to suffer tremendous loss. There's all sorts of different stages of grief, and that's the loss, obviously, of his impeachment hearing. And everyone deals with that different ways, and sometimes it takes time to grieve and struggle and fill that hole, that void that now exists now that he no longer has impeachment.
Still love him.
It's the way you have to deal with this. Yeah. This is why most people are going to late night comedians for their news, or comedians in general, because it's where you get the actual facts. And he is hilarious.
Very funny.
But it's exactly the way you deal with this clown show. He kept going because
the only way we as a committee are going to help Chairman Comer get better is we have to get to the root cause. Right. So for today's therapy session, OK, I want to talk about denial. Right. The denial that the impeachment hearings are over, and the denial, obviously, that he started with the 1023 form, which was Russian disinformation. And so, you know, Chairman Comer, psychology teaches us that, you know, someone might be like him using denial as a defense mechanism.
Helper. He's a liberal helper.
He is.
And signs include that you refuse to talk about the problem. You find ways to justify your behavior. You blame other people or outside forces for causing the problem. You persist in your behavior despite the consequences. You promise to address the problem maybe in the future, or you avoid thinking about the problem. And so in addition to these signs that Chairman Comer has been displaying, as we saw in the beginning, you know, he also might be feeling hopeless or helpless. I just want the chairman to know that we're pulling for him. We really are. I know it's been hard to become someone who was used by the Russians, but the good news.
You know he listens to this show because he's clearly a liberal helper.
Yes.
Okay.
The good news is that he set this hearing today on Chinese propaganda because we've already lost him to Russian propaganda. I mean, we got to build a force field around the chairman to make sure we don't lose him to Chinese propaganda as well. And in fact, you can see behind me, these are quotes from the chairman, Chairman Comer, every single solitary time, and there are hundreds more, that he went on TV in interviews and talked about this 1023 form, which was all Russian disinformation.
You know, Jay in Kyiv, our buddy Jay, who reports from Kyiv for us, he tweeted, he said, the amendment that Marjorie Taylor Greene just proposed to sabotage the Ukraine bill is something that is such a nuanced Russian disinformation narrative. It could only have come directly from her Russian handlers.
Yep.
The notion that Hungarians are being persecuted in Ukraine is insane, but it's being pushed by both Orban, who was promised a piece of Ukraine by Putin, and Russian disinformation machine. For an American to suggest this really confirms that she is being handled. Here she is yesterday, Madge, three toes.
This is a war on Christianity.
No,
the Ukrainian government is attacking Christians.
No,
the Ukrainian government is executing priests.
No.
Russia is not doing that. They're not attacking Christianity. As a matter of fact, they seem to be protecting it. So that's something else that's clear and obvious to many people that are looking closely at what's going on.
And that's why Moskowitz wants to call her part of the Putin envoy.
Yes, yes. It's Putin's special envoy to Congress because he is hilarious. Linda, Laura in Virginia, can't wait for Sexy Liberal D.C. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Oh, my God. Even though it's going to be a torturous 9 months waiting, I'm so excited. I have tickets for the show Third Row and Meet and Grow.
Oh, yay.
Plus, my friend Tanya, who first introduced me to your show and to Hal and everyone, is flying all the way from Oklahoma just to come to the show.
Wow.
And I have a suggestion for you about D.C., okay?
Yes.
Giving Lincoln a lap dance is probably a little hard, as Charlie suggested.
Oh, because I need a ladder. Yeah.
There's a statue.
Yeah,
you need a ladder.
Yeah.
But there is a statue of Albert Einstein right off the mall on Constitution Avenue, and he's already sitting down for you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Lap dance humor, BJ humor. It's the possibilities are endless. Thank you, Laura. I'll see you in January.
See you in January.
All right. There she goes. And by the way, thank you for all your many suggestions of which statues I can violate. I'm going to do unspeakable things to Rocky in Philadelphia.
I know, I just...
Martha says there's a statue in Boston's a Faneuil Hall for you to defile.
Faneuil.
Right, that's what I meant to say. Hello, Steph. The statue is of the late, great Red Auerbach, the longtime coach and executive in the storied Boston Celtics basketball franchise. As you can see, Red is sporting a rather large cigar. Have fun. Okay, fantastic. Oh, my God, I can go Lewinsky on that statue. Okay, can I just say one thing, too, though? Jody, this is heartfelt. This is about the especially the meet and greet. We try to keep tickets low this time. The meet and greet is a separate ticket because I know a lot of people, we can't do pay-per-view on all of them. It's because it's very expensive, and I know some people can't afford to go to different cities and blah, blah, blah. So we try to keep ticket prices low. VIP is a separate ticket, but it is so worth it. Can I tell you what happens at these meet and greets? There is laughing and hugging and crying. Mike said, heartfelt thanks for Sexy Liberal Mike in Minneapolis. My wife's been battling breast cancer. He's going to make me cry. And the laughs have been few and far between. We decided Sexy Liberal would be a good reason to get out of the house. It was so awesome to see her laugh again. She even got a little snort, too. And on her mama. We had a great time, Mike, in Minneapolis. Oh, that made me cry. But people share stories of, you know, their journeys with their parents with Alzheimer's like I did, or parents that have passed. And another guy lost his wife, people that are recently divorced. It's just, it's really such an amazing, like Dave in Minneapolis. This, I don't normally share something this personal, but this was just so sweet. I just went through a breakup. Anyway, he said, Steph, just heard about the breakup. I'm so sorry. I hope you're able to take some comfort in knowing you remain friends. It still hurts, I'm sure. But as a friend once said when she ended an engagement, the right decision doesn't always feel good. You are brave, wise, compassionate, insightful to be honest both with yourself and a person you've grown to love. Honesty is an expression of love. Please know the officially openly gay ex-Lutheran pastor of the Stephanie Miller Show has you in his prayers. Aw, thank you for the brilliant show in Minneapolis. It was so needed. It built up our energy to push hard for an actual democracy to stop the uneducated, profoundly evil tendency to embrace hate-filled fascism. Perhaps some people are like Trump, who is the horrible result of being too lazy to think, too narrow-minded to recognize the gifts of diversity and compromise, and so self-absorbed and narcissistic that he sees himself as the pinnacle of virtue and intelligence, when he is in fact a brilliant example of how loathsome a human being can be. He truly challenges my goal of loving my enemies as Jesus taught. This concludes today's sermon. Thank you, Dave, Minneapolis. I got to give him a big, long hug at the VIP at the meet and greet. So come on out, sexyliberal.com. It is an amazing experience. Oh, do we have, thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Yes, thank you.
We have serious problems to solve. This is like Watergate, only it's worse.
We are all here to save the world.
Hello, sexy liberal.
Stephanie Miller, sexy liberal, save the world. Comedy tour is underway. Next stop at the Fillmore in the birthplace of America, Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia, it's worth $50.
Saturday, April 27th with Stephanie Miller, John Fugelson, comedy duo Frangela, and Hal Sparks. Special panel guests Glenn Kirshner, JoJo from Jerd, and Lindy Lee.
I will say this, stop it.
Special VIP tickets get you meet and greet access to the stars after this show. April 27th in Philadelphia at the Fillmore. And these dates on the way:
May 11th, Madison. May 18th, Albuquerque. June 1st, Seattle. June 22nd, Denver. July 13th, Boston. July 27th, Atlanta. August 3rd, New York. August 17th, Chicago. September 7th, Portland. September 21st, Durham, North Carolina. September 28th, Phoenix. October 12th, Kansas City. November 2nd, Los Angeles. January 18th, 2025, Washington, D.C.
Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
That's all I can think of is I did, really? Did I agree to that?
Yeah, you did. I'm tired just listening to it.
Okay. And I think, like Jody and I just had with Glenn Kirshner, there's going to be a lot of spontaneous multiple orgasms. Mark tweeted, if Cittadini goes to jail for reposting Jesse Waters, I may not be able to hold back the orgasm. It's true. Okay. Oh, and also Shelley with a comment on yesterday. Just a reminder, I really should not drink while listening to the Stephanie Miller Show. I just got to Chris saying curtains of meat, and my coffee is now all over my desk. Sean, is it a mystery that Chris is gay? He referred to women's private parts as meat curtains. Oh, God. Okay.
He doesn't know anything.
When he said that, we both got like 40% gayer. Okay. All right. We have John Fugelsang minutes away, my personal comedy Jesus, and of course Fridays with Frangela. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Ooh. It's almost Mommy's Day.
It is.
Sean, I'm just saying, Jody, Carol Burnett has everything, but does she have Cozy Earth? I don't know. Oprah probably told her personally, by the way.
It's possible. They live close to each other.
I know. So she probably told her, you know, this is one of my favorite things for 5 years in a row. Hey, Carol! Okay. Cozier sheets and jammies, I'm telling you. Oh, my God, they have the new olive color are back in stock, although I shouldn't say it. Now they probably aren't. Oh, my God, they're so fantastic and soft. I love my Cozier jammies. 15 colors, that's how many colors the sheets come in. Oh, I love the sage. I love they have all these, like, earth colors. Earth tones, do you love that? Like sand and clay. Okay. bath towels too. I'm going to get bath towels that match my duvet. I'm so excited. Oh, come on. Who wants brunch? You can get brunch anytime. Get your mommy some cozier, some luxury cozier sheets and towels and you name it. Yeah. Give mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Remember, the promo code is Miller to save 35% at CozyEarth.com.
And we'll be right back.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
There are so many dog food brands out there, right? It can be hard to cut through the noise, figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know Bonnie and Clyde get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty has used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the maximum amount of nutrients. It's shelf-stable. It comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treat. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Whatever happened to Tony Horton, the guy who created the revolutionary P90X?
2017, I was knocked down. A very rare type of shingles that went straight into my brain. My body was completely wasting away. I started researching everything related to building my muscle back again. That's when I learned about the potential of HMB plus vitamin D3 and what they can do when it comes to helping build new muscle.
So Tony developed high-impact protein by Power Life.
Just add one scoop of high-impact protein to a glass of water or your morning smoothie and enjoy the effects of that boss molecule and factory worker combination. Reshaping your body each and every day. More energy, burn more fat, and probably drop a few pounds along the way.
High Impact Protein by Power Life is a tasty once-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. Go to MyPowerLife.com and use code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com or text FITNESS to 511-511. Text FITNESS to 511-511 today.
All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Council.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Stephanie.
Yep. Get it. 24 minutes after the hour. Kevin Hilarious Gay in Chicago in 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello. So, I just wanted to call and add some gayness to the room.
Okay.
And then also, you were talking about you molesting statues when you go on the sexy liberal tour. Now, just to confirm, when you get to Chicago, do you plan to flick the bean?
I'm sorry, what is that?
What's the bean in Chicago? You know the bean in Chicago?
No.
Our famous statue?
And I live there. What is it?
The giant bean. Oh, my gosh. Oh. Everybody is screaming in their cars right now.
Okay, I apologize. And I lived in Chicago. I've never flicked the bean in that way.
Well, you're going to have to when you come to Chicago.
All right, I will.
But I wanted to call and just say about Trump that if he does get convicted, I don't want to litigate whether or not he's going to go to jail because, you know, people have their opinions. But even if he doesn't and he gets, like, you know, home confinement or something, he's going to have some sort of probation. And with what you mentioned about him, like, falling asleep and stuff, if he's on, you know, if he has to go to a probation officer, that means random regular drug tests. And if he is actually snorting Adderall, they're going to find that, or other prescription drugs that are not prescribed to him. They're going to find that.
And how many
and
times
so
will he
it
get
won't pay- be alleged anymore.
How many times will he get caught trying to pay someone to pee in a cup for him?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, that's the bean.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Oh, the bean. Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm going to flick that bean.
Come and flick it.
Okay. All right. Love you, Captain Comedic Timing. We love you.
Love you.
All right. Bye-bye now. Speaking of which, Jody, who said if I woke up with a penis, I'd be swinging it around like a baby elephant trunk?
I know. Should I be right?
What?
Dana Goldberg.
You don't do this game right. You're supposed to be wrong. Yes, Dana Goldberg. That's why you don't want to miss a second of the Stephanie Miller
Show.
That was
very funny.
That was hilarious.
I thought about that this morning. I was like, that's funny.
Right?
That's funny.
And Fast tweets, how do I love Stephanie Miller? Let me count the ways. In her first hour yesterday, she made a comment about how we deserve, quote, unlimited back rubs and oral sex for what we've all been put through. Stephanie is so, just so succinct. We wrote a lot more than that. That's just for starters. That's just in the beginning of our rider. Back rubs and BJs for years. Okay. Bill in Joyzy. Hello, Bill.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Go ahead.
Thanks. Yeah, I was wondering what Trump would think if they put him in one of those boxes like they have in Russia in the defendants.
Yes, or like a in a Hannibal Lecter mask.
Oh, yeah.
Those are, see?
Right.
We are
We
are liberal helpers. We're big thinkers, Bill. Thank you. Those are good ideas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, since he loves Russia so much, give him one of those, you know, the Sea Riot glass boxes.
Yeah.
And the Hannibal Lecter mask, I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Brian Stelter tweeted, responsible newsrooms are having thoughtful conversations about how to handle Trump juror details that are shared in open court, but how much do their decisions really matter when there's a separate pro-Trump propaganda media that will publicize every single detail without hesitation? That's what we talked to Glenn Kirshner about.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, once again, we are somewhere, you know, unprecedented.
Yep.
Angela in Maryland. Hello, Angela. Welcome.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Wow.
Okay.
Super duper.
I'm really angry because Trump is having meetings with foreign leaders like Cameron, the foreign minister of Great Britain, and Duda of Poland. And the fact that he's meeting with the prime minister of Poland is making me more angry. Because Joe Biden is doing everything he possibly can to help Ukrainian people and protect Poland.
You are absolutely right. People have called it a shadow presidency. It's another thing that is completely unprecedented, that he is trying to undermine Joe Biden actively, right, with foreign leaders on the phone with Putin and Netanyahu and MBS and God knows what else, right? Oh, God. Speaking of our mainstream media... All right, I'm not even. You're too good at this, Jody.
I'm sorry.
Can help yourself.
I'll try not to.
Tim Miller said, "Here is a real sentence written by a real person at the Washington Post." Quote: "The economy's unfettered strength is becoming more of a political liability for the White House."
What?
What the actual? I mean, oh my God. Steve Bannon said Republicans are pretending Democrats set a dangerous precedent by discarding Mayorkas's impeachment without a trial. They have it backwards. The real danger would have been to legitimize the GOP's abuse of congressional impeachment power.
Yep.
Thank you. 29 minutes after the hour, the ecclesiastical MOOC. John Fugelsang next.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is a special report from ABC News. Israel retaliates. I'm Sherry Preston. Israel responding to Iran's first direct attack on the country by striking inside Iran. The Biden administration has been urging Israel to slow things down. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz is at the Capitol. She says Iran has said it would decide when and how to respond.
Officials had also said just days ago the strike would not happen until after Passover, which begins Monday for 8 days. But either that was a ruse in order to have tactical surprise, or they simply saw a window of opportunity last night. But there had been a flurry of diplomatic action from the U.S. and others, so Israel would not launch massive retaliatory attacks, which would likely have caused Iran to immediately respond. And so far, that seems to have worked.
The strike in the central Iranian city of Isfahan, which houses a military base and nuclear facility. G7 foreign leaders meeting in Italy say they had no involvement in any offensive operations. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are suing to reverse one of Governor Evers' partial vetoes in the state budget. Evers struck language in a literacy bill that would have also sent money to private voucher schools. The question is whether it was an appropriations bill. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin are motivated by quite different issues. That's according to Marquette University Law School pollster Charles Franklin.
Aside from everybody agreeing that the inflation was important, once you got past that one, every other issue was either a Democratic issue or a Republican issue.
Franklin says Republicans in his latest poll are focused on immigration, while abortion spurs Democrats. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Quentin Tarantino is bound and determined to make his 10th film his last. The jury is still out on which film that will be, as he pulled away from a project he had in the works called The Movie Critic. The Hollywood Reporter also says he was working on an R-rated Star Trek film that has also fallen by the wayside. Tarantino maintains that directors do not get better as they get older, and he wants his filmography to remain unblemished. Actress Sydney Sweeney received an apology from producer Carol Baum. Baum, whose credits include Father of the Bride, badmouthed Sweeney while giving a talk in New York, relating to the audience what she told her students at USC, saying, "Explain this girl to me. She's not pretty and she can't act." The New York Post says that due to the backlash from Sweeney's representatives, Baum apologized, sort of, saying, "Crapping on an actor like that in public usually isn't my style." You sure? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. Winds will gust out of the west as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and breezy, a low near 31. Sunshine, 50 for Saturday. Sunny and 60 on your Sunday. Slight chance of a rain shower on Monday, mid-60s.
Right now, 40 degrees.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
I have to say this. I had a nightmare where the clouds were actually rubber erasers.
What did you eat before you went to bed?
And this gets worse. There were clowns on stilts.
Oh, no.
Seriously. And obviously, I have never forgotten that dream.
Obviously.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is here to recombobulate at 10:33. I'm sure we'll talk poll results. Then it's all things elk with David Drake. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
Could you take your organ out for me, Sean? Sorry, I didn't alert you to your organ. Can I just say, John Fugelsang is just the keeper of all the Bible fun facts. Thank you. He tweets, here's the thing about our right-wing fundamentalist Christian friends. When Donald Trump promised to bring back torture, promised to turn away Syrian war refugees, promised to jail his political opponents, stole from U.S. vets with a fraud online university, stole from his own charity, stole classified government documents, stole migrant children, assassinated people, grabbed women by the... called women pieces of ass, made migrant women have involuntary hysterectomies. Forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Called his sexual abuse accusers too ugly to rape, spread a racist lie for years about the first black POTUS, lied 30,000 times in 4 years, lied about not paying Stormy Daniels, lied that Cohen was going away, lied that it was safe to fill the pews on Easter 2020, lies about 2020 even though he killed people, did not welcome the stranger, tried to take away health care for millions, tried to ban an entire religion from entering the U.S., praised mass murderers like Putin and Kim Jong-un, runs campaign literally focused on vengeance, did indeed violate all Ten Commandments, executed more federal predators than any POTUS in 100 years. These fundamentalist Christians just loved him and claimed him as one of their own. But now, over something Jesus never mentioned, they cut Trump loose. But all of the above were acceptable. I mean, oh my God, I'm winded and my chiffon is wet. Oh, God, he's just a...
With Fugelsang. With John Fugelsang.
Hiya, John. Hi.
And this was so long, I fell asleep in court, okay? Fell asleep right here, listening to you rattle off all that crap I really do say and stand for. Fell asleep.
But you end this tweet how you always do. Our right-wing friends have been groomed to worship Jesus as a god, but to reject and vote against his inconvenient actual teachings. And that's kind of what Kinzinger and Riggleman were just joking about. But it's, you know... we were talking about Stormy Daniels. Someone, you know, tweeted, oh, she'd sell anything for money. And she said, not true. I wouldn't sell Bibles. You know, I mean, it has reached finally peak stupidity and hypocrisy, right?
No, it's just getting started on reaching peak stupidity and hypocrisy. First off, hi. I hope you're enjoying the trial. It's really been a blast. Please stop viewing this as the first ever criminal trial for an ex-president. And let's view it as the first criminal trial for an ex-president this year. Okay, let's just please keep hope alive. And you know, I think it's great. We're going to get a whole civics lesson out of this. I think we're going to wind up being really grateful to the karma gods that what was deemed the most mild, the slightest of all of his criminal cases, is the one that came first. I can't wait for Stormy Daniels to testify. And I think it's great that Trump's falling asleep on the stand every day. Honestly, liberals make fun of Donald Trump for napping in court. But can I just remind you, all of his wives have gotten through humiliating experiences by falling asleep as well. So
he learned from the best. Can I say, sir, you were brilliant, brilliant in Minneapolis. And I apologize once again for... bursting into your hotel room and crashing your radio show and earing you into the next election cycle.
I thank you. You offended so many of my listeners. I you raised my game.
Thank you.
And what thank a show. You were hilarious. Everybody on stage was great. Schechter was great. I'm very excited for Philly. We had Lindy Lee on our show last night. And I'm going to keep on promoting it. It's going to be such a party a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm so excited on Philly. You, because here you go speaking Jesus. Brian tweeted at you, abortion is forbidden in the Ten Commandments. You said, no, it's not. They're legal and free in Israel right now because Jesus' religion never bans them. Ask a rabbi. I mean.
Yeah, I've had it. I've had it with abortion being the issue that displaced and replaced the teachings of Jesus. That is what unites our Republican friends in their Christianity. They don't give a damn about the stuff that this guy on a cross that they pretend to follow actually taught. He commands them to welcome the stranger. Individuals and nations have to care for the poor and care for the sick. Jesus is the one who says, pay your taxes, stop executing people. He who lives by the sword dies by the sword. They don't like any of this. They want a Jesus they can pretend hates transgender children and hates migrants and really cares about criminalizing abortion. And that's kind of what my book is about, how for 40 years, two generations of Christians have been raised to think that criminalizing abortion is what the religion's all about. And in reality, the Bible's never against abortion. God gives pretty detailed abortion tips for pregnant unfaithful wives in Numbers chapter 5. God asserts that a fetus is property and a woman's life has more value in Exodus 21. I'm not saying the Bible's pro-abortion. I'm saying right-wing Christians have prioritized something Jesus never talks about over everything he did talk about, and the Bible never says big government should have the power to force rape victims to be pregnant against their will by a rapist. So I want more Democrats to start saying, yeah, let's talk about what's actually in the Bible. Because y'all are against it. Take away their camouflage.
Can I just say, right-wingers coming after you on Twitter, it's like shooting loaves and fishes in a barrel for you.
Yeah.
And
I
it
tell
is
you the
so
I
entertaining. I feel like everyone's ripping off your act now, but Call to Activism tweeted, how can any Christian buy a $60 book that says adultery is a sin from a guy who's being tried in court for paying someone to hide his adultery? Make it make sense.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I mean, it's, by the way, the Kennedys, the whole family, very Catholic, speaking of God, came out and endorsed Biden yesterday. LOL GOP said the Kennedys would be America's The Crown, and them having to explain that their second most famous relative is a sick freak is something that will be extremely relatable to most American families. Good plot point.
Oh. I mean, look, it's heartbreaking. I mean, Robert Kennedy Jr. is running for swing state spoiler and nothing else. Tim Mellon is the number one donor to Donald Trump's PAC and the number one donor to RFK Jr.'s PAC. And it's not because he admires both of their ideology. This entire campaign is being used to get a racist game show host clown back in the White House.
Yeah.
He's not even going to win the Hyannisport primary. And can I just say, I generally never like to make cracks at artists or actors, but imagine marrying into the Kennedys and then having the entire family hate you because you helped get the anti-Kennedy reelected president.
Oh, dear.
Not naming any names, just saying.
Oh, boy. Okay, they're curbing their enthusiasm for her.
Let's curb your enthusiasm for your future in the business, is all I'm saying.
By the way, LOL GOP also tweeted, it would be nice if the leader of the Republican Party would stop trying to get anyone who actually participates dutifully in the rule of law killed. You know, we talked to Glenn Gershner earlier, John, and once again, we're in uncharted territory where, you know, I was just reading a tweet about how does it matter if responsible news organizations try not to identify jurors when you've got, you know, Fox
exactly.
News and Jesse Waters and all these other, you know, MAGA clowns that are doing everything they can to blow up this case.
Yeah, they really are. And by the way, I feel for the judge because Donald Trump wants to be fined for contempt. He wants the judge to try to lock him up. He wants to do anything he can do to disrupt this thing. You know, the toddler wants to go home. So the toddler's going to try to ruin the trip for everyone. So all Donald Trump is trying to do is get a mistrial, and he will do anything untoward that he can.
Yes.
But when you said the leader of the Republican Party, I didn't know if you meant Trump or Putin, so I apologize.
Right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Both. Either.
I mean,
yeah, but, you know, Ron tweets, Fox and Trump are coordinating to intimidate jurors. That says it all. And Ronald Filipowski with another great point. Trump and right-wing media are targeting normal average people doing their jury service the same way they targeted normal average people serving as poll workers. I mean, this is Trump's America now, where you have to be afraid for yourself and your family for doing your civic duty.
This is Putin's America now, where Republican politicians are going to do anything they can possibly do to destroy the nation of Ukraine, destroy NATO, and allow Hitler to take Czechoslovakia and Poland with no pushback whatsoever. I mean, this is totally related to me to what's going on in the Congress right now. The do-nothingest Congress in history has spent all week doing as much as they can to do even less in Congress this week. And I don't know what makes me more nervous, Steph. I wanted to ask you all this all week. What's scarier, that Mike Johnson has no control over certain members of his caucus because they only do what Putin wants? Or is it scarier if Mike Johnson is totally in cahoots with all of them, and this is all a bunch of theater just to get through the week and achieve nothing, to stall Ukraine aid even more because Mike Johnson is also just trying to do whatever Putin wants? Yeah. I swear to God, I don't know if they're going to pull it off. Yeah. I don't know if Mike Johnson is really noble enough to set his career on fire in order to do the right thing. I think they all just want Putin to own Ukraine.
I don't know if you've had Phil Itner on from Ukraine before, but yeah, we were saying, you know, he tweeted that Marjorie Taylor Greene's talking points are so nuanced. He said this is absolutely specifically Russian disinformation, to the letter, you know, and it's, we're in extraordinary times.
Massey, every time that guy talks, I swear I can smell borscht. But what's even weirder is the Washington Post had a great piece about how this Ukraine aid, 90% of the $68 billion we have given to Ukraine never went to Ukraine. 90% of the $68 billion was spent right here. Mm-hmm. It is, look, here's the dirty truth about war. It's always a socialist jobs program. And the money that was approved to go to Ukraine has almost all of it been spent here in the U.S. Jim Jordan's district, the money went to make Abrams tanks and Stryker combat vehicles. The money has gone to Matt Gaetz's district. So many Republicans are having so many jobs created and their local and state economies stimulated because of this spending. So here's the question. It's helping our ally. It's helping NATO. It's helping democracy. It's helping the free world. And it's helping their own voting districts. So why do you think Republicans are still against it?
Yeah.
It's really kind of scary.
Yeah. One last one. Trump chastised by his own attorney for flouting court rules and pulling out his smartphone during jury selection in Manhattan as more jurors are interviewed. His lawyer, Todd Blanche, had to tell him to stop using his phone in the courtroom. Trump, looking annoyed, put the phone back in his pocket. Why are phones even permitted? He could literally take a photo of a juror. Someone tweets. I mean, I was saying we need to bring one of the nuns from my Catholic school. You take his phone. They're going to have to. Someone suggested since he loves Russia so much, the glass boxes or something, and maybe the Hannibal Lecter mask. But I mean, how do you control him? You're not going to. Anyone that's ever worked with him, including Omarosa just yesterday, talking about, you can't control him. Nobody can control it. He is not going to be able to sit there.
Whatsoever. We're finally getting to see what happens when a millionaire at birth baby has parents who don't know how to say the word no. And then you add about 60 years of untreated syphilis. We're all getting to see what that looks like. But again,
it's the best campaign ad for Biden ever, right?
Yes.
The emperor not only has no clothes, he's just sleepy and cranky and old.
Yeah. And by the way, if Joe Biden got up and gave a speech and just lied and made stuff up about what happened at the Battle of Gettysburg, this campaign would be over already. I've never seen the corporate media bend over backwards to carry someone like they carry their little fat golden ratings calf, and that's all he is to them. The media is protecting this guy like Clint Eastwood protecting the president and in the line of fire. They're jumping in front of bullets for Donald Trump because they want their Trumpy-sized ratings back.
Can I say I heard the Gettysburg thing and also read it, the transcript of what he said? It reminds me every time. He just knows nothing about anything. He's got four words in his vocabulary. He's like, Gettysburg, wow, so beautiful and so terrible, really, but so beautiful, wow. I mean, Gettysburg, really, so...
Really, classy battle. The towels were great, really great. Warmed toilet seats, they were so classy there. It was wonderful. I loved it. Again,
here's the best, as you always say, like, he's already getting the worst punishment ever. Olivia Nuzzi tweeted, as Trump looks on in the courtroom, his lawyer is reading tweets from a prospective juror in which he calls him a racist, sexist, narcissist, and an anathema to everything she's been taught by her faith. And among other things, he has no sense of right or wrong. I mean, the fact that he has to sit his fat orange ass in there every day for hours and hear all, they were saying he's not going to be able to control himself when, you know, Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen start testifying.
I know. And that's why the fact that they don't have cameras in this courtroom proves that we, the American people, are the real victims here. It's not Trump. It's not. This is a witch hunt against us. We pay taxes and work hard. We deserve to watch this. And I want to see him fall asleep every single time. You liberals can mock this guy for falling asleep, but if he gets a second term, that narcolepsy might be humanity's last hope. I'm totally fine with him sleeping and golfing for 4 years straight.
Speaking of worth watching, I mean, Brian writes, Steffi Squee, never a caller, longtime listener. My wife and I will be in Atlanta from Fort Worth for Sexy Liberal July 27th. Second row, perfect angle. Wear something tight and short, would you, Jiggles? There is no danger that I will not be wearing something tight and short.
I think it's great that couples can write harassing emails like that together. It shows how this is good for relationships.
Get those tickets. Philly, you're up next. And then we've got, dear God, what is it, 15 more after that. So please, while I'm real, buy a ticket to sexytheliberal.com. Yes. John Fugel's saying, I will make them wear tighter and tighter pants as well as the tour please. Progresses.
Yeah, please. This is your last time, because next year it's hologram Stephanie Miller, and we're doing 100 dates.
Goodbye. I love you.
Hey, by the way, Botox is 22 years old this week, people.
What?
Don't look surprised.
Okay, that's funny. I love that joke. Okay, goodbye. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Done With Debt. Done. I'm done with you, debt. I feel like singing an Adele song to you. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. Am I right? High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. You're living paycheck to paycheck. Done With Debt, your lifeline. They have an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought possible. They analyze all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills, how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. So it's not like boomerang debt where it's back. You know, or like a crazy ex. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. It's been a long time since you've been happily married for a long time. Okay. Done with debt. The experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry. Some debt solutions are time sensitive. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. One more time. That is donewithdebt.com.
She's your human happy pill.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Morning Kick. When, you know, Jody, they proposed a 15-city sexy liberal tour, I took a long gulp of my Morning Kick and went, I can do it. Okay. I'm telling you, I can feel the difference on my bicycle, on my hiking, lifting weights, you name it. 10 supplements in one in a fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor. It's not those mossy, grassy drinks, you know, they're like a bag of grass clippings. Okay, I love it. It's not your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help me shed extra pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements out there. If you're looking for that little, burst of energy, enhance your overall well-being. You just want to feel younger and be able to lie about it like I do. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply or go to right out to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Steph. Anita in San Antonio, hello.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Yeah, when you were talking about how they had to reprimand him for taking out his cell phone, and his lawyer had to tell him put that away, I mean, he's like a toddler. He's like a three-year-old.
Yeah.
And we all have to pretend that this is a grown man. And he constantly going outside every day from the courtroom and throwing his little temper tantrums.
Yeah.
And the media just keeps pretending that this toddler is a serious, could be president.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's mumbling and gesturing at a juror, and it's like, no, shut the up, Donnie. Yeah. Oh, my God. How many times is the judge going to have to say that?
Oh, my God. And he's, the emperor has no clothes. You know, the emperor is a diaper-wearing toddler.
Yes, thank you. Exactly. By the way, so much criming on criming. Daily Beast tweets, exclusive, a government watchdog group is filing a complaint about a $50 million loan that Trump claimed for years on a government disclosure form that may not have existed. Oh, my God, are we ever going to... It's going to be like the Nuremberg trials. Will we ever get to the end of the Trump trials? He's creating, he's committing new crimes. We're discovering old ones. It's fantastic. Okay, Fridays with Frangela next.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabba.
On my next show, I'm joined in studio by award-winning musician, chef Ace Champion, and Terry Barr, who will preview some music she will feature on Max Inc. Saturday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.